Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's your closing bell brief for Monday, September 12th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. The U.S. stock market notched its fourth consecutive day of growth. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 230 points, or about 0.7%. The S&P 500 was up 43 points, or a little over 1%. And the NASDAQ advanced by 154 points, or about 1.3%. The Monday market gains appeared to be spurred on by optimistic investors, encouraged by signs that inflation is finally cooling off. But it'll take more evidence for the Federal Reserve to declare its economic mission accomplished. Key inflation data is due out tomorrow, and Fed officials are expected to raise interest rates again when they meet next week. Among individual stocks, drug maker Bristol Myers Squibb jumped 3.1% after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved a new psoriasis treatment. Another drug maker, Gilead Sciences, gained 4.2% after the company said it settled a patent case related to its HIV therapies. Walt Disney rose 1%. That's after activist investor Dan Loeb signaled over the weekend that he's backing off a push to persuade the company to spin off ESPN. Twitter shares fell 1.9% after its lawyers said Elon Musk's latest argument to end his $44 billion takeover of the company was invalid. Musk's legal team on Friday cited a $7 million payment by the social media company to a whistleblower as a new reason to drop the deal. After the bell, Oracle reported while it missed expectations for profit gains, sales jumped faster than expected last quarter. Shares were largely unchanged after hours. And Peloton announced a major management shakeup. Several senior leaders, including chairman and co-founder John Foley, are leaving the exercise equipment company. The news comes just weeks after Peloton reported losing more than $1 billion last quarter, alongside a 30% drop in revenue. Shares were up 2% in post-market trading. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.